He's going to see the queen, of course. What are you talking about? He works for the government. He gets to see the queen, right? Okay, we're in the Rambam, Hilchas Chiras, Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, chapter 6, law 7. We're continuing with dealing with laws of renting houses from people. So now the question is going to be, can you break a lease on either end, landlord or the tenant? Halacha Zayin, Hamaskir Bayis L'Chavero Stam. If a person leases out his home, a home to another person, stam, he doesn't make any specific qualifications, and doesn't, they know what the rental is per month, but didn't make a specific time how long the rental would be. Now the general rule is there's a general rental is not less than 30 days. So now you rented it out and you made up a price. Say, niyachol lahotzio ad sheyodio shloshim yom mikodem. The landlord cannot get the tenant removed unless he's given him 30 days notice beforehand. Okay? Now, unless he gave him a specific time amount when he said you have to be out by this date. Okay? If he said, you know, let's say you have 6 months before he walks in, and he says after 6 months you gotta be out of there. So then clearly, then we know what's going on over here. He didn't say so here. For sure he can't get him out unless there's a 30 days notice beforehand. Why? Give the guy enough time to find a new place. Won't find himself in the street. Then the 3 days he has to leave. So there was not a specific time that was mentioned. He rents it out, let's say $100 a month. And they didn't make up how long. So now he has to give him 30 days notice to get rid of him.
How did they come up with 30 days? Is that from the Torah?
Well, no one's going to bother to rent the place and all that without 30 days. I don't know. They have to look in the Gemara. We'll say how. But that's the general. A lot of things are stam. Stam Naziris is 30 days. A lot of things start. It's a month. A month is a normal period of time. Now, obviously, you can make an advance and say specific times that they already talked about last week. If you're going to a hotel that's by the night, it's a different story. But here you're renting out an apartment. Who's going to bother to rent an apartment even 3 days to Chiddush? But certainly not less than that.
But it was derived somewhere in the Gemara.
Well, I guess that's the common way. People aren't going to do 3 days as many halachas. 3 days, if you don't see 3 days, you have to put up a mezuzah. It's called a certain amount of dwelling. You know, you're not going to bother to rent a whole house and put furniture in. As Gemara says, the estimation is 30 days is the minimum amount anybody would do that for. Okay, anyways, you got to give them a 30-day notice. But when do we say this, though? Bimos hachama, in the summertime. Because in the summertime, there are many apartments to be had. Many people are moving back and forth. And therefore, it's not hard for 30 days for them to find an apartment. But in the wintertime, people don't travel, don't exchange, don't move from one apartment to another. It's very hard to get one. So look at this. The landlord cannot remove the tenant. Min hachag, from Sukkis. Va'ad ha-Pesach until Pesach. For that's called the winter. It's very hard to find apartments. And he can't get him out until after Pesach. And that's even if he told him in advance, even if he gives him a 30-day notice. And we'll see even more than this. Okay, what if? Kavala Shloshim Lifne HaChag. Let's say he let him know 30 days before Sukkis. Okay? So he lets him, gives him 30 days notice, but it's gonna end right after Sukkis. Afil yom echad l'achachag, even one day after Sukkis. Let's say he gave him notice on the 24th of Elul that I want you out. That means he wants him out on the 23rd of Tishrei, 24th of Tishrei. That's the day after Sukkis. So I gave him 30 days notice. Tough luck, man. So when we say, he can't get him out until after Pesach.
You can't push out after Pesach.
After Sukkis, you can't find it. Even if you told him 30 days beforehand. Right? It's not going to help. Ad Motzei Pesach. And even then, when you want him out on Motzei Pesach, then to get him out after Pesach, again he's going to have to tell him 30 days before Pesach, because the guy will say, well, the first time you told me to go out, it didn't count at all. So now I didn't know you wanted me out by then. So you have to tell him again 30 days before. So then that's okay. In other words, he's going in the winter, he can give him the notice. that the day after Pesach, I want you out, because that's already considered a summertime, and you can find it.
It's not effective until after Pesach.
It's not effective, but the 30-day prayer starts before Pesach. The warning period starts before Pesach.
But what if he's not paying his rent?
We didn't talk about that yet. Maybe we'll talk about that. I mean, okay, I know that's pretty typical Canadian problem here. But let's deal with these things first. But Mad Ramon, when do we say that this is this rule that you can't take them out for the whole winter by yours? That's in the cities, the busy cities. And even in the busy cities, in the winter, it's hard to find an apartment. But in the villages, where it's much infrequent moving, so echad yimayisacham v'esim v'keshav, doesn't matter summer or winter, tzorech lahodiyo shnei masor chodesh v'kam, you gotta give him a year notice. That's how rare it is for people to move. So, you know, I guess you could rent it to him on a yearly basis, let's say, and say, I'm renting it to you now, and I'm serving you notice that at the end of the year, I'm going to want you out. Or it's my option. You can always write to Neumann here. It's my option to get you out in a year. So now I have a year to start looking. And we find this, v'chein b'chanus, so it is with a store. Person rents a store. Now, with renting a store, we understand the reason for that is because you have a lot of bills, IOUs, give credit. And the guy, sometimes it takes a year to collect the credit from the creditors. Right, people, you know, to buy everything on the, right. So it's a long. So you can't just make the guy leak.
He also built you a plain
towel. All these things. It's a very difficult thing to move out. Bein b'krachim, bein b'yeres. Doesn't matter if you're in the cities or in the villages. Same thing. Tzarech lahodio shnei masar chodesh. You got to give him a 12-month warning, so he has the chance to take care of all business, as it were. Ches. So now this was who. This is if the landlord wants the tenant out. Now. Kishem shamaskir chayev lodiyo, just like the landlord has to inform the tenant, kacha soicher chayev lodiyo mikodim shloshim bayoris. The same thing happens for the tenant, has to let, wants to break the lease, or whatever, he has to tell the renter. Now, we didn't make a set time though. He said he has to give him 30 days notice in the cities, o mikodem shneimasor, in the villages, rather, mikodem ba'ayoros. That's the cities. O mikodem shneimasor chodesh b'krachim, or 12 months, right? In the real big cities, the villages,
towns.
Small towns are 30 days. The big cities a year.
Right,
because what Mara just said. Krachim is small towns a year. Okay, got that? Okay.
Small towns is 30 days.
What? I guess it's
12 months.
Okay, so he's calling Ayoros is the villages, and the Krachim are the big cities. Okay, fine. No, it's big cities. Fine. So that's 12 months. So the same thing applies over there, just in reverse. Kedei shivaki shachein. So the owner has enough time to find someone to rent it out. Lo yishar beis oponi. The house should be empty. Vimlo, at the end, if he doesn't let him know, any yachalotzeis. He can't leave unless, of course, alit nischar. He could pay. So if you want to break a lease, so in other words, these are assumed times. And in other words, you've got to give notice. And it, depending on the situation, now, obviously the laws can change, you know, in Canada or whatever, what would be an appropriate time frame that whatever the real estate board or whatever would determine what's a reasonable amount for every place and every locale. You just can't turn around and leave. Yeah, so whatever that would be, and I guess there's reasons behind it, right? So that's the same thing over here. Okay. Tess, what?
I said this Gemara.
Yeah. Tess. Afal b'shein a maskir yochel lahotzi v'lo asocher yochel lotzeis atshir mikodem. Even though the tenant or the landlord can't leave or evict without giving the sufficient notice, as we've already described. But what about this scenario? Im hukru habatim. What if the rental has gone up? The common rental across the board has jumped. So now the landlord, you know, to keep this guy on the old rental is losing money. So what does he do? Yesh lamaskir lahosiv alav. So the maskir, this is for sure he can't do in Canada. The landlord can just up the rent the next month. Veloma lasochar, and tell the guy, O schor b'sheva, either rent it for the value that the going rate is now, at shetim, until you find another place. O teitzar, leave now. Right? If you want to pay now, You know, I shouldn't be losing money. Because any rental now would take for such a price. And now for me to keep you, I'm losing money. And if you'd be out looking for a place, the next place you would get, you'd be paying that higher amount. So why should I be losing this? It's incredible. Right? This for sure you can't do in Canada, right? You know the market. Here it's the opposite. You've got rent control. It can only go up whatever, 1.3%, whatever those things are.
That almost prevents this from happening, because if the market doesn't go up, then you're not having to...
But this is even when the market goes up now in Toronto. Even if the market's up, once a guy's in, it don't matter. The guy's locked into that, and you wish you can get that guy out. And you can't get him out. Right? V'chaining, who's allowed about him? In the reverse, what if the price of rental's gone down? Now it can be turned around now. Now the tenant can turn to the landlord and said, I ain't paying $150 a month. Now the going rate's down to 100. So, oh, Oscar Lee Kishar Shalat, either you take the lower price, or your house is yours. Take it and go rent it. Now, normally I can't just walk out on you. I'd have to pay for the time that I'm going out. Let's say it's in the middle of the winter, right? It's not so easy to get new rentals. And let's say the price just went up over the winter, when the winter started. And the guy says, I'm not going to pay the... Went down. He says, I'm not going to pay the extra $50 a month. So he can say, either going to take it less, or I'm leaving, and I don't have to pay. Good luck finding somebody.
And if you find somebody,
you're paying $100 anyway to the guy.
So you might as well keep me.
Right? So that seems to be fair. So it goes both ways. Now, Nafal Beis HaMaskir, what if the house of the land... Now, let's say the landlord rented out one house to a tenant. He had his own house. Now, the landlord's house collapsed. And all he had was his house and the one he rented out. Shaya Darbar, the one that the landlord was living in, collapsed. So now, Hareza Yeshla Lahotzi HaSoch HaMaskir, he's allowed to immediately take the tenant out of the rental that he had. From Ramalon, he says the following svara. He says, "Ain't of it in. It's not right. Shetia ata yeshiv abesi. You get to live in one of my houses at shetim tzemakom until you find a place. V'hani mushloch b'derech, and I'm on the street. She'ain't atal ba'al schus abaisi yosem hani. You don't have a right to the house more than I have a right to the house. It's my house. So I had another house, and now I don't have a house. So that's like a built-in condition in the what do you call it? The renter's." Landlord's law, whatever. So that becomes the law that you, as the owner, have first rights to kick the guy out at any time if you need that. Yud. Now let's take it a step further now. What if Nasan Habayis Livno Lisa Vo Isha? So let's say now one of his kids is getting married. The landlord's kid is getting married now, and there's no place. So now he wants to give his son, the apartment he rented out. Right? So, im hoya yodea shibano nasa chasim bisman ploni. Hoya shalo diamikodem. If he knew well in advance his son's getting married a year from now, and he knows he needs a place, and he knows he needs this place, and he should have told the guy a year in advance, my son's coming, and he didn't, velo dio, and he was negligent in not telling him, now he can't take him out, because you should at least been a mention, tell the guy about it. But what if imachshav nisdam lo isha? What if it was a very quick shidduch? Chassidish shidduch, you know, it's mamish 6 weeks. That's all it was, right? Right. So it's all done, finished, right? V'hareyu noisvei, and he's getting married right away. So it's not like you got any choice. Harei ze yeshosi, he has the right to throw him out. She'ena bedin she ze yeshosi. It's not fair that this stranger should live in his house. Uben baal habayis, and the son of the homeowner, yisker bai, should have to rent the house. She asked for chasun to make a wedding and to go look for an apartment. It's not right to do that either. So now you have an advantage that your children can have the apartment. One final lacha before Marv. Yudav, mochar esab. Now, what if the owner, the landlord now, sold the apartment that he rented to somebody else? It's changed ownership, either by sale or gift or inheritance. Mochar esabais on his son of Harish. So if the landlord sold the house to a new owner, or gave it to a new owner, or he died and bequeathed it to a new owner. Now the new owner comes in. The new owner says, okay, I got big plans. You're out. And the guy said, what do you mean? I have one state. He said, well, I didn't rent it to you, so I don't have any responsibility. So the answer is, Ein Hasheni Yochalotzia, the new guy cannot chase out the first guy. Why? He's got him 30 days, based on if you're in the smaller villages, or whatever the rules are, as we've said, or six, or the whole winter, or a year, whatever. Omi Kodim Shemeshkosha, 12 months if you're in the bigger cities. Why? Sherechem, because the tenant will say to him, your strength can't be any stronger than the original owner. The original owner couldn't have gotten me out any quicker. And when he sold it to you, he couldn't sell you any rights that he had more than what he had. And since he couldn't get me out quickly, you can't get me out just as
quickly.
Okay, here we go. We're continuing now the seventh chapter. Hershvi, Halach Aleph. Just like a person can make any conditions he wants when dealing with sales, and to say, for example, if such and such condition is fulfilled, then you get to buy it. Obviously, both sides agree to this. And if you don't fulfill such and such condition, then the sale doesn't happen. Just like you could do that in sales, same thing. Kach masna b'schiris. You do the same thing with rentals, because really a rental is nothing more than selling something for a certain period of time. So whatever condition you'd make to sell something, you can make a condition for a rental. Okay. Whatever is considered a sale in the world of sales, for whoever can sell, you know, his sale is a sale. To exclude, let's say, a cheres shayt of a cotton, a minor sale is not a sale. An insane person is not a sale. So just like you can only sell, buy from someone who can sell. So same thing. So same thing. The guy who rents out, who leases out, has a person who can, capable of leasing out. And whatever you cannot sell, let's say something that hasn't come into the world yet, certain things, you don't own them yet, they haven't existed yet, you can't sell.
So fruit that hasn't been rented
like at all, you can't sell. You can't rent such a thing. Unless the exception to this rule is if you only have ownership in the fruits of land, but not the land itself. For example, where's the case? Let's say a guy writes for his son that the son can have the guy's property, but the father still, while he's alive, wants all the fruits of the property. So he sells over the property to the son now, but says, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to get all the fruits of the property. Now, those fruits, he wants to be able to rent to somebody the ability to get those fruits, okay? That they have a schus in the land to get the pears. He's renting the ability to collect the fruits. So you can rent it, but ve'ena mocher, but you can't sell it. And it's not so easy to sforo the difference between that. You can't give it as a sale, because the commentator says, because you get a very bad guy could come along and he won't allow the son to ever get into the field after the father dies. So it could make it difficult. I don't see the difference if you're selling it around. But anyway,
a better example, like property a wife brings into the marriage that the husband
could be. They don't give that example, though.
They don't give that, yeah.
I don't know.
He has the rest of the fruit.
But anyway, so you can rent those things, but you can't sell them.
So can you make an agreement to rent while it's under construction? Like when it's finished, you're gonna
well, then that's something that's in the world, sort of. It's at hand for it to happen, right? Let's say when a cow's pregnant, you want to rent the baby.
Sell the baby.
Or sell or rent the baby.
Yeah.
It's not there yet. Can't rent it or sell it yet.
Has no value.
Whatever.
So you can't make an agreement to sell your first cow's offspring?
Well, it's not there yet. I don't think so.
It's a homo chloket in the Gemara.
Yeah.
It's something
with fruit of trees.
Well, if it exists in the world or not.
Yeah.
Right.
So you could say the same thing about oil in the ground or futures contracts and all this stuff.
Well, then it's a machlokas.
So it's not so simple.
Right.
But then you're really selling the ground.
No, you're just selling the resources.
Yeah, okay. So you have to know. That's a good question. I don't know.
And then nowadays we sell futures, exchange and all those forward contracts.
Right.
It doesn't exist yet.
Grain futures,
you say we're
going to
give you money in 6 months from now at this rate, but you're
pork belly futures.
Right.
The papers
down. Yeah. we'll deliver you so many pork at such a price in the future. Yeah. But
the pigs haven't even been born sometimes yet.
Okay, so he's saying, so I according to halacha, you can't sell it.
Maybe somewhere else in the Gemara, it's in it, because Jews were actually doing insurance in futures contracts. Yeah.
Well, maybe with non-Jews.
Yeah, with non-Jews, yeah.
Okay, we could do it. Well, with non-Jews, it's different than with Jews. Could have different halachas.
We invented the insurance industry.
Okay, base. This was, seems to be like, I don't know why the Rambam just throws this in, because now he goes back to the regular halachas about rental that we were learning before. Here's an interesting scenario. The guy rents out an apartment to his friend for a year. Okay? So he rents it for 12 dinars for a year, let's say. Lishana. Okay, he makes a deal. I'm going to rent it out to you for 12 dinars for this coming year. Vinis Abra Shana. It became a leap year.
Oh boy.
Okay, and let's say the renter didn't even know it was a leap year when he did it. Okay? And now it's a leap year. So now who gets the profit of that leap year?
Socher.
Right? So he says, Nis Abra Socher. It becomes an extra month for the Socher. And he can say, and the Socher doesn't have to pay the extra month. Because he said he rented it for the year. He rented it for the year. I'm going to give you 12 dinners for the year. And that's what the year is. This year happens to be a 13-month year. But on the other hand, what if he skier lechadoshim? What if he rented it for months? Okay. He rented it, he says, I'm going to rent it for a dinar a chodesh. A dinar a month. And now it becomes a leap year. So now, nis'abr lemaskir. So the renter now gets the benefit of the extra month. Now what if he has a double expression that says both ideas at the same time? Hiskir lo chadoshim v'shana. He rents it for the month and the year. Bein shomo, doesn't matter this expression or the next expression. Let's say he says dinar lechodesh, a dinar per month, shnei masor dinar b'shana, and 12 dinars for the year. So he says a dinar a month, but then he says 12 dinars for the year. Or bein shomo, the reverse, shnei masor dinar b'shana, 12 dinars for the year, dinar b'chol chodesh, a dinar a month. Now he's catching on both ends over here. So now we don't know what he really means.
Okay, so landlord
so,
benefits. Then.
Now, hare chodesh ha'ibur shel maskir. The one who benefits from that is the maskir. As, because I guess we go, it's his property, as we'll see. That's explanation coming up. Shehakarka, because whose land really is it? Shehakarka becheskes ba'olim. It really is in the chazaka of the owner, even though he's rented it to somebody else. Vein motzin dover miyad balakarka elabarayber. And he can't take anything away from the owner of the land unless you have clear proofs. Let's say with witnesses or a shtar without a doubt. But over here, everybody's in doubt. So there's no way out of that. So we say that we go with who's the owner of the land. Because before he rented, the minute before he rented it, he was the complete owner of the land. Now while he has rented it, you could say the renter now technically is the temporary owner of the land. But when this deal was made, the landlord was the owner of the land. So the chazaka is on his side. And the only way he could go out of that chazaka is with clear proofs that nobody has. V'chein balabai shomar. Similarly, when the homeowner says, Lizman zeh hiskar tiloch, I rented this out to you for a certain amount of time. And the time's up, buddy, so it's time to leave. V'aseichar, and the renter says, Lo sacharti elastam. It wasn't for a set time, it was just in general. And you can't chase me out until you give me enough notice, which you haven't given me. Or he says, no, ol is manaruch. Really, you gave it to me for a much longer period and you rented it for me and the time's not up. So it's one word against the other, and obviously there's no documentation to back anybody up here. So again, who's on top? It's the owner is always on top. The renter has to bring the proofs. He doesn't bring it, so what do? Well, we can't let the landowner get away with it so easily. The owner has to swear a rabbinic oath that it was for certain amount of time, and then umotziyum in abayis, and then he removes them from the house immediately because the chazaka goes with the owner. Okay, now let's try some other scenarios. Gimel hasoyik reshomer. Let's say the reverse. The tenant says nasati schar abayis nischafti lo. The owner says, "Hey, you got to pay me for this month's rent." He says, "I paid you already." He says, no, I never got any rent from you. So, Bein Shoheis Vishtar, doesn't matter if the rental agreement was with a document originally. Bein Shoheis Vishtar was witnesses. Doesn't, in other words, it's clear he rented it. It's not a migu. The guy could have said, a migu, I didn't rent it. The guy's living in the house, right? It's clear we know he rented the thing to him. The only question is, has he paid or not? Yeah. So it depends when the collection is being made. If he wants the money to be paid within the 30 days of that period, and he didn't put a specific time for when things are to be, how long the term will be, but you assume it's, you know, 30 days, and the guy claims within the 30 days it's been rented. So now if he claims within the 30 days, ala socher lahavi raya, it's on the socher to bring a proof that he paid, the renter to bring the proof that he paid, because usually we assume that the guy doesn't pay till the end of the month, which is interesting, because we do it the reverse. We make people pay in advance.
Right, 2 months.
Right. Here we're saying, no, the guy pays. It's because really, to think about it, it makes sense. When do you pay a worker?
When he's finished the job.
Finish the job. So
you, in most cases. So sometimes you have to pay before.
So the same thing. I pay you when the job's over. So every month, I got my month, and I get paid. I guess in the Jewish world, we assume that people pay their rent.
Even the benefit of the doubt.
Well, not, that's the way it is. So I guess, at least in this way, the halacha is payments are usually made at the end of the month. If the guy claims that he, so the socher claims he paid, you got to prove it, because you're going against the normal way. Oh, or, so either he has to bring a proof. Let's see, he has a receipt. That's a good proof.
That's okay.
But he doesn't have a proof. Oh, yitain. Or he's gonna have to give. He has to pay. Okay. But the yachrim, he can make a cherim before he pays, right? He could say, and if I really paid you, didn't I'm excommunicating? Give him one of those whammies, you know,
ooh,
to say, you know, and you know, punishment should come to you if I paid you twice, whatever. He's allowed to give him, invoke that kind of, Almi shalakach mimenu, from the guy who takes from him that he's not supposed to get. So that's one way. So he can pay and invoke this curse in case the guy's cheating him. Oh, yitown olav, or after he pays him, badamim shenasan chila tainas v'yefiatza, he can make a new claim and said, I paid you twice. He could pay him, and now he could say like this, you know what? I paid you twice. And now you owe me a month's rent, because I paid you twice, and reverse it. And now he's making a claim on him. If you don't pay, if the renter didn't pay yet, he can't make a claim on the guy. Because he says it's squared. But if he pays him, after he pays him, he can come back and say, you know, you owe me a month's rent. So, no, I don't. Okay, I'm making a claim. You're denying it. So now make a rabbinic oath saying that I did not pay you twice. Okay, so that's at least he gets some recourse,
wow,
over there.
That is recourse.
Now, what if Tval, but that's all if it was the claim was within the 30 days. But what if Tval Maskalach or Shoshim Yom, what if the landlord is making the claim after the 30 days that he wasn't paid? Even on the 30th day. Now, normally, a guy, what, does pay within the 30 days. So now the assumption is the tenant has paid it. So Allah Maskalavi, right? Now the landlord has to bring a proof it wasn't paid. O Yishavar Hasocher, or the renter has to swear Shikvar Nasan Oscharviya Potter, and he has to make an oath that he paid him, he's off the hook.
What type of oath does he have to make?
Also rabbinic, because it's also denying.
Yes,
totally
right.
Denying. V'cheinim sachar mimenu, and similarly, if he rented from it, uperish yitin le'asachar shana b'shana. And he made, he explained that he's going to give him the rent yearly. Phew. In other words, I'm going to rent it, and the last day of the year, I pay you the whole year. Right? I don't know who would do that. Utfo b'tocha shana, that the guy, the owner, claims in the middle of the year, he wants to get paid. So ala soicher lahavi raya, it's on the renter to,
yeah, because that's an unusual deal,
to bring a proof
that he only has to pay at the end of the year,
right? That's kind of funny. When it was in the middle month, we made the other guy bring the proof.
No, but this is an unusual deal. How many?
But that was the deal.
I realize that, but if they make it, it's up to him to make, to show that you made that deal.
All right, he has to bring it proof. Tfal achar Hashanah, what if he claims after the year? I feel it'll be Yom Tisha of Esrim, but even the 29th day of Elul. Al hamaskir lahavi raya. The renter now has to bring the proof. Like any schiris that's within 30 days, he has to prove that it was done. Interesting. So it's really the opposite of the other case, isn't it? No.
The owner has to bring the proof.
That's what he said. Yeah, the owner has to bring it at the end.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the rent.
Oh, did he say the renter? Because it says here the owner.
Yeah, but the owner. What did we say if he came at the end of the 30 days? What was the 30-day deal? We said it was the solver had to prove. Because usually you do pay. So it's kind of funny. It's coming in the opposite way. Right? That's when they set up a time to pay, right? They did the deal, they made up a time every year to pay, and now the guy claims within the year. It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? You hear what I'm saying?
I heard you say
it's that. The opposite of the 31. My commentator doesn't say anything. Okay, we'll have a question. We'll have to go to sleep on that question for now. Okay, shkoyach, guys.